Right, so today's story is about telling everybody that we know that God made the world by just looking around and seeing things. So today I'm going to show you some bird nests. You're going to listen carefully because there's a lot of them. And God didn't just make birds make a nest. He made them all different. So that's what our story is today, about bird nests. So the weaver weaves about 3,000 loops to make it. And sometimes they're 20 feet, 20 of them in a tree, and they're facing away from the wind. And this one, the Montezuma Orapendola, look at his nest high up in the tree. And sometimes they are 6 foot long. Wow. That's how they make. And this one's a sociable weaver. This one is in Africa, in the Kalahari. I've been there. And these are very big nests. Sometimes they have hundreds of birds in there, and they have long tunnels, so they're all inside there. They don't get hot or cold. It's just nicely air-conditioned. And this bird, he makes his nest out of spit. You know that? Like he spits. And the saliva is like glue. And some people even eat that stuff. They think it's a good soup. And this is called the oven bird. He makes a nest that looks like an oven. And all of them look different. And then cliff swallows, they make mud. They have sometimes 1,200 little pieces of mud to make their nests. And sometimes you'll see them under bridges, lots and lots of them all together. Mm-hmm. And the stork, they make a nest out of sticks. And it takes them about 2 or 3 days to build a nest. And it's very high up in the tree. And then there's another bird, a pendulum. This is my favorite one because he uses soft fibers like wool and even spider silk. And he makes a window, a door that you can't even tell. It looks like his nest, but it's not. And then he makes a secret door with spider web. And then there's the flamingo. The flamingo makes his nest out of mud. And he has little puddles of just high enough so that they don't get water in there. And then the woodpecker, he picks a hole in the tree. And then he about 10 inches long. And then there's a muskin weaver. This one also weaves, and they're really quite clever. They can stitch things together. And this is actually a hammerkop, and actually it's in Africa. It means a hammerhead, hammerkop. And he uses about 8,000 twigs and mud, and it weighs about 50 pounds. That is heavy. You can't even barely pick up 50 pounds. And all their nests also look different. Look at that. And this one is a bee eater. Bee eaters don't actually eat bees, but they have hundreds of nests in the cliffs. And this one is a crested grebes. He makes a floating boat for his nest. And he floats around in the water, but he sticks it to sticks so it doesn't float away. And then the little babies go floating with the mommy down the river. And this is the best one. This is the bald eagle. They have the biggest and heaviest nests. And they are between 60 and 200 feet high. And they can even weigh up to 3 tons. Goodness. And they are about 20 feet deep. That is a bald eagle. Isn't that just amazing that God made these animals do this? But I have to tell you about this fish. Did you know that fishes have nests as well? And this one is especially pretty. He takes his fins and he wiggles like this all over the sand until he makes a beautiful pattern, and then he goes and looks for shells and he puts the shells in pretty places, and then when it's all very pretty, then he attracts a female, and that's where they lay the eggs in the middle there. Isn't that just truly amazing? So we don't just have nests. God said, I'm going to make special nests for all the animals. And so it says, what can be found about God is obvious. So people can't say, I don't know about God. Just look around. This can't be a mistake. Because ever since the creation of the world, the invisible aspects of God, his eternal power and his divinity, are clearly made visible by the things he made. Mm.